Ciao, Jay.
Hello.
So, it is so good to be in Slovakia with you. We love it. We love being here.
Je super byť s vami tu na Slovensku.
This has been something that I've been looking forward to since last year.
A toto je ten moment, kedy som sa, na ktorý som sa tešil už skoro celý rok.
And I love learning more slovensky.
A milujem sa učiť po slovensky.
Hey, čo, tak, čau. Čo čo diatka, zmerzlina, špekáčky, hrálky, halušky. Dobre, veľmi dobre. Dobrú chuť, na zdravie, prosím. Ďakujem, dobrú noc, sladký sní.
Good job.
Okay, so that's the best I've got. That's all I can do.
To je to, čo môžem zatiaľ robiť po slovensky.
But you have welcomed us with so much kindness.
Ale vy ste nás privítali s takou super milotou, alebo krásne ste nás privítali.
And rejection is the exact opposite of that.
A to je vlastne taký opak toho, čo, o čom sa bavíme dneska, o odmietnutí.
And sadly, I think we have all felt rejection, and if we're honest, we've probably all given rejection.
Ale čo je taký smutný fakt je, že asi každý z nás zažil v živote nejaké odmietnutie a asi aj každý niekoho odmietol.
And rejection hurts. It hurts everybody. It hurts the person that you give it to and the people around them, and it hurts you.
A asi. Vieme, že to bolí aj toho človeka, ktorý je odmietnutý, ale bolí to aj tých, ktorí odmietajú a tých ľudí okolo.
Did you know that a story of rejection is at the center of our faith as Christians?
A vedeli ste o tom, že ten príbeh odmietnutia je vlastne aj v strede toho príbehu alebo našej viery, ako kresťanskej viery.
So obviously you've seen a cross before.
A predpokladám, že už ste videli všetci kríž predtým.
And you know what happened on this cross.
Asi aj vieme, že čo sa stalo na tom kríži.
You know that at the center of a faith in Jesus is a story of profound rejection.
A vieme, že v tom príbehu o Ježišovi, ktorý je vlastne teda v tej kresťanskej viere, tak v strede toho príbehu je veľké odmietnutie.
Jesus went to the cross and died. He was rejected by his enemies, his friends, and his followers.
Ježiš išiel na kríž a na ňom zomrel. A pritom bol odmietnutý svojimi priateľmi, jeho nasledovníkmi a jeho nepriateľmi.
Even his closest friend Peter was a part of that rejection. He sinned and rejected Jesus.
Dokonca jeden z jeho blízkych priateľov ho odmietol, Peter, ktorý tak zhrešil proti nemu.
After saying yes to Christ, Peter said no on a dark night.
Potom ako povedal Peter Ježišovi áno, tak neskôr jednej noci mu povedal nie.
And while it's sad, it's true. It's a true story.
A je to naozaj pravdivý príbeh.
And that's I think what I appreciate most about our faith is that it's based on truth.
A to je jedna z vecí, ktorú si tak veľmi vážim alebo ktorá mi dáva zmysel v tej viere, že je to založené na pravde.
And it's part of Peter's story that we can't just sweep under the rug.
A je to aj časťou Petrovho príbehu, ktorý nemôžeme len tak schovať niekde pod koberec.
So over the last few nights we've learned that Peter was following Jesus all the way to a point when Jesus died.
Tak z tých predchádzajúcich večerov si môžeme spomenúť, že Peter nasledoval Ježiša až do toho bodu, keď vlastne zomrel.
He had to react, he had to refocus, he had to follow Jesus.
A pamätáme, že musel aj na niečo reagovať, aj že musel zmeniť zameranie vo svojom živote.
And where we're going to go tonight is the night before Jesus died, the night that all of the followers were together with Jesus.
A dnes pôjdeme spolu pred ten večer, kedy Ježiš zomrel a vtedy bol spolu so všetkými jeho nasledovníkmi.
So Jesus and his 12 followers have gathered together for a last dinner.
A Ježiš a jeho 12 nasledovníci sa stretli, aby mali spolu večeru, takú poslednú večeru.
And this was a special time. They considered themselves family, not just friends.
A bol to taký špeciálny čas, pretože oni sa považovali, že sú rodina, nie len priatelia.
I can't help but think of the way that we're getting closer over our time together, and it feels a little different than it did the first day.
A tiež mi to pripomína aj nás tu, ako sme, že aj my sa možno cítime tak bližšie, ako sme sa cítili v prvý deň, keď sme sem prišli.
So on this night, Jesus was the only one that knew that the next day for him would end on the cross.
A táto noc, tento večer, vlastne iba jediný Ježiš vedel, že to je posledný večer pre nich. Ostatní učeníci to nevedeli.
And so they were sitting around a table when the atmosphere kind of got a little strange, when things got strange.
A tak si sedeli okolo teda stolu pri tej večeri a zrazu atmosféra bola taká divná.
Jesus had already predicted that he was going to die. He had told them that his body was going to be broken for his friends, for Peter.
A Ježiš im už povedal dopredu, že on zomrie. Že dokonca, že ho zabijú kvôli ním, kvôli Petrovi.
And Peter was like, what?
A Peter reagoval, že akože, čo? Ty chceš povedať?
You can't die. You're our leader. You can't die.
Ty nemôžeš predsa zomrieť, však ty si náš vodca.
And then Jesus even explained that in this moment, in these coming moments, in this day, even his closest friends would reject him.
A Ježiš im tak vysvetlil, že dokonca jeho najbližší priatelia ho túto noc zradia.
I want to read for you a part of that story that happens right at that table, right at that important night.
A chcem vám prečítať časť toho príbehu, ktorý sa stal práve pri tom stole.
So it's Matthew 26, 31 through 35.
A je to v Biblii, v knihe Matúš, 26. kapitole. Then, 35 až 36.
Okay, so I'll read and then you'll read. Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same. Matthew 26:31.
Vtedy im povedal Ježiš, "Vy všetci sa pohoršíte na mne tejto noci, lebo je napísané, budem byť pastiera a rozprchnú sa ovce stáda. Ale po svojom vzkriesení predídem vás do Galilei." Odpovedal mu Peter, "Ak sa všetci pohoršia na tebe, ja sa nikdy nepohorším." Ježiš mu riekol, "Veru ti hovorím, že tejto noci skôr ako kohút zaspieva, tri razy ma zaprieš." Odpovedal mu Peter, "A čo by som aj umrieť mal s tebou, nikdy ťa nezapriem." Podobne hovorili aj všetci učeníci.
So do you see what Jesus is preparing his disciples for that night?
A vidíme, že na čo Ježiš pripravuje tých svojich učeníkov.
They are about ready to reject Jesus and he is already saying it's going to happen, but effectively I love you.
A vlastne v tej situácii Ježiš už vedel, že ho zradia všetci. A Ježiš im do toho hovorí, že on ich miluje aj tak.
In the end, Jesus was right.
A na konci Ježiš mal pravdu.
And maybe you know part of this story. Maybe you've heard this story before.
A možno ten príbeh poznáte.
Judas betrayed Jesus to the corrupt leaders.
Judas zradil Ježiša.
And at first Peter fought. He fought back.
A prvá Petrová myšlienka bola, že bude bojovať za Ježiša.
And then once Jesus was captured, Peter followed at a distance.
A potom ako ho ale chytili Ježiša, tak ich tak nasledoval s nejakým odstupom.
It was dark, it was cold, and he was scared and confused.
A bola tma, bola aj zima a sám Peter bol zmetený a vystrašený.
People had lit some fires for light and for warmth, and Peter was off to the side in the shadows.
A ľudia si preto tam zapálili také nejaké ohňa, aby mali trošku svetla a tepla, ale Peter stál tak opodiaľ niekde v tieni.
And so a servant girl comes up to Jesus and says, "You were one of them, weren't you?"
A jedna taká služobnica, keď išla, si ho všimla, išla okolo neho, tak sa ho spýtala, že ty si jeden z nich, nie?
And Peter snapped back. He said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
A Peter tak rýchlo odvrkol, že ja vôbec neviem, o čom hovoríš.
And so he began to walk away and he tried to escape that setting. And this other man was like, "You were with Jesus."
A tak Ježiš, Peter chcel nejak sa vyhnúť celej tej situácii, tak zase išiel niekde inde, kde ho ale našiel ďalší muž a povedal, že ty si bol tiež s Ježišom.
And so now more scared and more nervous, he said again, "I don't know the man."
A Peter mu odpovedal, že už takom nervóznom a vystrašeným hlasom, že ja toho muža nepoznám.
And so Peter walked even quicker, trying to get away. When another man said, "You are one of them."
A tak ako Peter chcel ujsť ešte z toho miesta čo najviac, tak ho videl muž a povedal, že aj ty si jeden z nich.
And now Peter was angry and he just yelled, "I don't know the man."
A to už Petra naštvalo úplne, tak zakričal, že ja toho muža naozaj nepoznám.
Just then a rooster crowed.
A v zápätí na to zaspieval kohút.
And Peter remembered Jesus saying that this would happen.
A Peter si spomenul na to, čo povedal Ježiš, že sa to stane.
Peter rejected Jesus.
A Peter takto odmietol Ježiša.
Even after saying yes to God, he turned his back.
Aj potom, ako povedal áno Bohu, tak sa mu otočil chrbtom.
After seeing Jesus work miracles, things that you couldn't imagine, he said yes to sin and no to God.
Aj potom, ako videl mnoho zázrakov, ktoré Ježiš robil, tak povedal áno hriechu a nie Bohu.
Can you imagine, can you just think and imagine Peter's shame?
Vieme si to predstaviť? Vieme si predstaviť vôbec tú Petrovú hanbu?
Peter had sinned before. Maybe he thought they were little sins. This sin was huge.
A Peter určite hrešil aj predtým. Možno, že si myslel, že to boli nejaké menšie hriechy, ale tento bol fakt obrovský.
I'm sure he began to think, "I can't even stand before God anymore. I don't even deserve to be called a follower of Jesus."
A možno, že si myslel aj to, že už sa som nehodný sa volať nasledovníkom Boha. Že už sa nikdy nemôže postaviť pred Neho.
But listen to this. This is very important.
Ale počúvajte toto, je to veľmi dôležité.
At some point Peter realized that we all reject Jesus every time we sin, even just a little sin.
Peter si v jednom okamžiku uvedomil, že všetci hrešíme rovnako, aj keď sú to malé hriechy, aj keď sú to také obrovské hriechy.
And all of what Jesus did, all of what he came to do was to provide a permanent solution to sin.
A to, prečo vlastne Ježiš prišiel na zem, tak bolo to, aby nám zabezpečil riešenie tejto veci. Aby nám zabezpečil riešenie pre hriech.
Jesus said that he would die, but he wouldn't stay dead.
A Ježiš povedal, že on zomrie, ale že nezostane mŕtvy.
Okay. What I love about this story again is that it comes from a book that is true.
A čo mám strašne rád na tomto príbehu je to, že je to z knihy, ktorá je pravda.
It's a difficult story, but it's true.
Je to ťažký príbeh, ale je pravdivý.
I don't know if you were up early this morning enough to see the haze and the fog.
A možno tých z vás, ktorí vstali dneska skoro ráno, tak ste mohli vidieť takú hmlu vonku.
I was up this morning and I couldn't see past the field down there.
A ja som bol tu na vonku a som nemohol ani vidieť na to ihrisko, ktoré je dole. Kvôli hmle.
At times we have a tough time seeing through our own confusion and our own sin and our own rejection.
A niekedy aj v živote máme problémy vidieť niekde v ďalej v živote práve kvôli tomu, že sme zmetení alebo kvôli tomu, že kvôli nejakému hriechu v našom živote alebo kvôli odmietnutiu.
But one way that God uses to help clear our vision is to hear other people's stories.
Ale jeden zo spôsobov je, ako nám aj Boh pomáha, aby sme mohli vidieť aj cez tú hmlu, je to, že môžeme počuť príbehy iných ľudí.
And so, Zuzka, would you come up and share a story from your life about rejection?
Tak ťa poprosíme, Zuzka, aby si prišla a mohla sa tak podeliť o svoj príbeh, o odmietnutí.
Tak ja som trošku možno nervózna z toho, ako to teraz budem hovoriť, aj pretože neznášam mikrofóny, aspoň z tejto strany.
I'm a little bit nervous now, also because I don't really like microphones, especially from this side.
A pretože tento príbeh pozná len veľmi málo ľudí v tejto miestnosti.
And also because only few people in this room know this story.
Dokonca ani mnohí, s ktorými už roky pracujem, ho ešte nepočuli.
And even many of those who I work for many, many years have not heard the story yet.
Je to niečo také veľmi osobné pre mňa.
And it's something very personal for me.
A ako Ježiš hovoril o tom, keď Peter zaprel Ježiša.
As Josh was saying when Peter betrayed Jesus.
Tak alebo odmietol, tak to nebolo, keď ho prvýkrát stretol.
Or rejected him, it wasn't the first time when he met him.
A bolo to už po čase, kedy s ním chodil, a kedy ho poznal, a kedy už sa stalo mnoho zázrakov v jeho živote.
But it was after a while that Peter was walking with Jesus and he knew him and he seen many miracles.
A takisto aj ten môj príbeh nezačína niekde dávno, v dávnej histórii, ale je z času, kedy som už Bohu povedal svoje áno a kedy som už dokonca stala v nejakej službe a vedela som, ako veľmi ma Boh miluje a tiež som videla mnoho zázrakov.
So, and also my story is not from far past, but it's from the time when I was already with God. And I was also serving other people and I've seen many miracles in my life.
A aby som vás tak nejak stále nenaťahovala, nenapínala, o čom to bude?
So, long story short.
Tento príbeh je o tom, ako ako zasiahla do môjho života pornografia.
This story about how pornography came to my life.
A začalo to už predtým, ako som stretla Ježiša. Dokonca môj prvýkrát, keď som videla pornografický časopis, tak som mala asi 8 rokov.
It all started even before I met Jesus. Actually, the first magazine I've seen in my life was when I was about 8.
A vtedy to nebola moja voľba.
And it wasn't my choice back then.
Ale neskôr to bola moja voľba.
But later on it was my choice.
Možno pre mnohých to je také zvláštne a pre mňa to bolo sa mu také ťažké to vôbec niekomu povedať, pretože si všetci myslia, že to nie je problém žien.
Maybe for some of you it's kind of strange and also it is very difficult for me to say to someone since many people think that it's usually not the problem that women have.
Keď som povedala Bohu svoje áno, tak sa mnohé veci zmenili a zároveň som nejaký čas mala aj takú čistú hlavu.
When I said my yes to Jesus, many things changed and also I had a very clean mind for a while.
A zistila som, že toto nie je správne a zároveň, že Boh vymyslel sex úžasne, ale nie týmto spôsobom.
And I also found out that this is not right what I'm doing and that God had created sex in a great way, but it wasn't this way.
A napriek tomu som častokrát sa sama rozhodovala vstúpiť do toho.
But in spite of that, I often made decision of entering it.
A vedela som, že to je problém, ktorý nedokážem riešiť sama.
And I knew that this is problem that I cannot solve by myself.
A zároveň som si uvedomovala, ako Boh píše vo svojom slove, že sa máme podporovať v modlitbách.
And I also knew that God writes in his word that we are supposed to be holding each other in the prayers.
Ale tak veľmi som sa zaujímala o svoju reputáciu.
But I was just so interested in what other people think about me.
Že som si povedala, to nikdy nespravím.
So that I decided that I will never do this.
Ak niekto v mojom živote raz bude vedieť o tomto probléme a o tom, že mám problém s pornografiou a masturbáciou.
If one person ever will know about this problem in my life that I have a problem with pornography and masturbation.
Tak to bude môj manžel a už to bude všetko v poriadku.
It will be only my husband and everything will be okay.
Ale nič nebolo v poriadku.
But actually nothing was okay.
Boli časy, kedy som do toho upadala stále viac a do tvrdších a tvrdších vecí.
There were times when I was falling into it more and more and into more bigger and more serious things.
Ale stále som nechcela to nejak riešiť s niekým iným.
But I still was not willing to solve this problem with someone else.
A už vôbec nikomu som nemala silu povedať celú pravdu.
And I didn't, you definitely didn't have the strength to tell someone else about it.
A tak sa stávali také mnohé obdobia, kedy som bola v pohode a kedy to bolo úplne zlé.
And there were times when I was okay and then there were times when it was totally bad.
A dokonca bolo dlhé obdobie, kedy som sa veľmi stiahla zo služby a odmietala som všetky témy, ktoré som mala hovoriť.
And there was also time when I decided to go back from the service and just stop doing any talks at the youth group.
A veľmi ťažké vtedy bolo viesť skupinku a dokonca som sa veľmi tešila niekedy, keď nebola, pretože som sa necítila ako človek, ktorý by mal viesť.
And also it was very hard for me to lead my small group and also sometimes I was happy when we didn't have the small group in the week because I really didn't feel as a person who is supposed to lead others.
A dokonca som rozmýšľala, že to úplne stopnem.
And also I was thinking about a choice to stop it totally.
A nie preto, že by oni nemali záujem, ale preto, že ja som si myslela, že nie som líder, ktorý by mal viesť.
Not because the people were not interested, but because I thought that I should not be a leader.
Až prišiel čas, kedy boli proste až časy, kedy som si úplne prestávala čítať Bibliu, napriek tomu, že je to skutočne moja najobľúbenejšia kniha a milujem, keď môžem vidieť všetky tie prepojenia, ktoré sú v nej.
And then times came when I didn't read my Bible at all, even though I love the book, it's my favorite book and I love to see all the connections there.
Ale tiež je pravda, že ako ostrý meč, ktorý ukazuje pravdu.
But also, since the Bible is like a sword that shows us the truth.
A ja som nechcela vidieť tú pravdu.
I just didn't want to see the truth.
Pretože keď som otvorila, tak som mohla vidieť, že smilstvo je niečo, čo Boh nenávidí.
Because when I opened the Bible, I could see that sexual immorality is something that God doesn't like.
A zároveň od nás tak nejak žiada takú, takú pravdivosť v našich životoch.
And also he wants us to be honest.
A ja som v tej chvíli nedokázala byť úprimná pred ľuďmi.
And I was just wasn't able to be honest.
Možno ako Aaron povedal, tak som žila také dva životy.
And maybe as Aaron already had mentioned, I was like living two different lives.
A prišiel čas, kedy som dokonca sa prestávala modliť.
And there were even times when I totally stopped praying.
Pretože už som sa necítila hodná predstúpiť pred svojho Boha.
Because I just didn't feel to be good enough to come to my God.
A tiež som vnímala, ako Boh môže hovoriť aj skrze modlitbu.
And I also knew that God is able to talk to me through prayers.
Ale z času na čas som mala takú tú modlitbu, že Bože pomôž, keď som sa topila v problémoch.
Sometimes I just prayed that please God help me when I was in really big troubles.
A situácia, pri ktorej chcem dnes skončiť, sa odohrala práve po jednom z takých veľkých zázrakov, ktoré dnes vnímam, že mi pomohli aj ukončiť školu.
And today I would like to end this story with a moment that happened in the exact same day when one of their greatest miracles happened, which actually helped me to finish my school.
A len tesne potom, ako sa to stalo, tak som prišla domov a nanovo som otvorila svoj počítač, načítala tie videá a pokračovala.
But shortly after this great miracle happened, I again came home, opened my computer, turned it on and watched the videos again.
Ešte čo sa dialo popri tom všetkom, tak bolo aj to, že sa ničili moje vzťahy, lebo som bola vždy nervózna a naštvaná.
Another thing happening during this time was also that all my relationships were being destroyed because I was always nervous and angry.
Ale v tejto chvíli som už ani, už som len vedela, že všetko, čo sa deje, tak nie je v pohode, ale ani som to tak necítila.
But back in that moment I knew that what's happening is wrong. But I just didn't feel it anymore.
Len som to všetko vedela a mala som pocit, že už nemôžem ísť ďalej.
I just knew it and also I had the feeling that I just cannot go. I cannot do anymore.
A tak som tak ostala vlastne, že čo vôbec, kam vôbec môžem zájsť a či ešte je vôbec nejaká šanca byť s Bohom.
So I was just wondering like how far can I go and also whether there is even any chance for me to be with God again.
A vtedy som nevidela žiadnu nádej.
Back then I saw no hope.
Pretože som vedela, že som zradila Boha. A
because I knew that I have betrayed God.
A už som nemala viac silu bojovať.
And I just had no strength to fight anymore.
Takže som sa cítila, ako keby už nebola žiadna nádej znova sa znovu prestúpiť pred Boha, lebo nemám už to právo po tom všetkom, čo on spravil pre mňa a čo som spravila ja.
So I just felt that there's no more hope for me to come to God because of all he has done for me and all that I have done.
Tu by som dneska asi skončila.
So this is where I would like to end the story for tonight.
So obviously we have more of the story to hear of Peter and Jesus and of Zuzka tomorrow night.
Tak, očividne máme aj ďalšiu časť príbehu, aj toho, čo sa týka Petra, aj toho Zuzkinho.
But I just want to pause for a minute because this is a powerful thing that just happened here.
Ale chcel by som, aby sme na chvíľu tak mali
takú chvíľu
možno ticha, lebo toto je taký silný moment, ktorý sa tu práve odohral.
There is a power in confession, and Zuzka has been very brave to be honest and transparent.
A v takých vyznaniach, ktoré tu môžeme počuť tých osobných, je možno to sami tak vnímate, že je taká sila. A Zuzka bola v tom svojom takom tom, čím sa podelila, veľmi odvážna a taká, že nám odkryla vlastne aj také hlboké veci.
We need to be careful who we confess to, but this is very important if we are going to be healthy inside.
A máme si dávať pozor, že komu sa zverujeme s vecami, ale je to na druhej strane veľmi dôležitá vec, keď chceme, aby sme boli vnútri taký zdravý, aby sme sa zdieľali s ľuďmi okolo.